Leadership expert Amy Edmondson defines a fearless organization as one in which people feel psychologically safe, enjoying protection from ridicule or penalties when they share their ideas, feedback, and constructive criticisms. Where this happens, firms benefit from better ideas, greater risk-taking, more learning, and fewer disastrous decisions. Few firms, however, exhibit fearlessness. Leaders' conscious and subconscious behaviors, including actions, words, and even subtle cues, suppress alternative views. Employees won't share ideas and opinions for fear of looking foolish, offending others, damaging relationships, or losing their jobs. Edmondson's deep, if sometimes repetitive, exploration of the harmful repercussions of self-censorship is a valuable addition to books on leadership, employee engagement, and HR. Her insights will benefit leaders at every level. By taking the actions she recommends, leaders can substantially improve their teams, divisions, and organizations, as well as their employees' lives. Safety first. Imagine a workplace where people feel free to share their reactions, opinions, and constructive criticism without fear of reprisal, where all ideas, questions, and feedback elicit appreciation and an earnest response instead of rebuke or ridicule. Imagine how organizations in creative or knowledge-based industries could benefit from having everyone's ideas. Imagine how many lives hospitals could save if nurses felt not only safe, but obligated to question other nurses and physicians respectfully. Imagine how the United States could have avoided the Columbia and Challenger space shuttle disasters if only junior engineers had felt secure enough to raise their concerns. Most organizations pay lip service to psychological safety, but don't provide it. This discourages risk-taking, idea sharing, and rigorous decision-making. In fearless organizational cultures, people feel ethically obliged to speak up, share knowledge and ideas, and offer constructive feedback. This accelerates learning and knowledge sharing among employees. Welcoming ideas and recognizing and rewarding people for sharing opinions and calling out mistakes enables organizations to develop fearless cultures. Psychological safety doesn't mean immunity from negative feedback or even from job loss. It creates an environment in which people know they can say what they mean without fear of disapproval, retaliation, or other repercussions. Team excellence. Google evaluated 180 teams over several years. It weighed numerous factors, including team members' personalities, education, and skills. None of these factors explained the differences between high, average, and low-performing teams. Researchers found that purposeful work, reliable coworkers, and clear goals separated great teams from others. But by a wide margin, the biggest differentiator was psychological safety. Teams with high psychological safety may seem to make more mistakes, yet they turn out to be the most productive units. They actually don't make more mistakes, they just report and talk about them more. This fuels continuous improvement. Silence. People often stay silent even when they have information, ideas, or opinions of vital importance. Their reasons for being reticent range from not wanting to look bad to feeling their voices wouldn't matter. Most often, they don't speak up because they fear others will judge them as obstructionist or that speaking up will damage their working relationships. Consciously or not, you make risk calculations each day that determine whether you'll ask questions or share your thoughts. Your fear of sounding ignorant or negative may keep you quiet. In most organizations, staying silent brings fewer risks. Self-censorship harms your psyche and, potentially, your organization's future. The illusory benefits of fear. Fear stifles safety, impairs thinking and learning, and keeps people quiet. Fear hampers the information flow that knowledge organizations need to compete. For example, Volkswagen grew into the world's largest automaker under the despotic leadership of Martin Winterkorn. Fear motivates, but it also provokes employees to obtain results by any means. At Volkswagen, employees and executives broke the law rather than speak out. The costs in fines and reputation loss in the wake of VW's 2015 diesel emissions scandal far exceeded any gains. Similarly, Wells Fargo put pressure on its employees to sell customers multiple banking services. As at Volkswagen, the implied message was to succeed at all costs. VW fired or shamed underperformers. Wells Fargo's initial success looked miraculous, but it proved illusory. Employees opened fake accounts for customers and lied to them, leading to scandal and massive fines in 2016. In 2000, Nokia dominated the cell phone industry and was poised to lead the transition to smartphones. Nokia engineers were aware of Apple's and Samsung's advances, but the firm's culture of arrogance led the engineers and their managers to pretend, along with their executives, that everything was fine. Their silence led to a 75% collapse in Nokia's stock and the sale of much of the firm to Microsoft in 2013. Challenger and Columbia. In 1986, the space shuttle Challenger exploded soon after launch, killing all on board. This occurred despite the warnings of NASA engineer Roger Beaujolais, who identified a potential fault in the shuttle's O-rings in cold weather. No one listened to him. Similarly, no one listened in 2003 when the Columbia space shuttle disintegrated on re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. Engineer Rodney Rocha had alerted his boss to his concerns about the heat shield, but his boss brushed him aside. Going over his manager's head was anathema to the culture, so Rocha stayed silent. 7 astronauts died when the heat shield failed. In 1977, 583 people died in a crash involving 2 planes in the Canary Islands because a KLM co-pilot and flight engineer were unwilling to challenge the decisions of their captain. In 2011, before the earthquake and subsequent tsunami that severely damaged Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant, scientists and engineers issued warnings about the plant's vulnerabilities. Those in charge dismissed them as oddballs. Hundreds perished, and 45,000 people were forced to abandon their homes when the plant's containment failed. Workplace culture is powerful, especially when it reinforces people's natural tendencies not to challenge their superiors. Cultures that exist on a foundation of fear or that overemphasize seniority and hierarchy must change before people will feel safe enough to break their silence. Efforts to create a completely open and fearless organization will take time, and you may never fully reach that goal. But your organization will benefit from the journey toward fearlessness as people share ideas, ask questions, and learn. Psychological safety. Psychological safety develops at the team or group level, not simultaneously across an organization. Remove fear as a motivational tool and establish these elements as part of your corporate culture. First, measure and improve psychological safety. Assess current psychological safety by surveying your team to understand how they perceive the risks of speaking out. Use a 5 or 7 point Likert scale. Include several questions that gauge your team members' level of comfort in sharing opinions and ideas, and in speaking candidly about mistakes, challenges, and touchy issues. Second, set the stage. Help people reframe mistakes and criticism into opportunities to discuss, learn, and improve. Remind them that you know their work is complex. Note that you expect problems and mistakes. Demonstrate how each person's work affects other people's responsibilities and outline the reasons for constant communication, information sharing, and candor. Point out that staying silent can hurt the firm and put jobs or lives at risk. Pixar co-founder Ed Catmull used these tools to create a movie studio that, in 2 decades, created nothing but hits. At the financial firm Bridgewater Associates, candor and culture are synonymous. Employees must share ideas. Not doing so goes against the firm's values, and according to founder Ray Dalio, it also constitutes unethical behavior. Bridgewater levies no penalties for making mistakes, only for not learning from them. The third element is invite participation. Regularly ask employees if they have ideas, issues, questions, or feedback. Don't wait for them to come to you. Ask specific questions about how the firm can make things better, safer, and more open. As a leader, demonstrate humility, which communicates your need to know and vulnerability. This invites sharing and fresh thinking. It increases employees' confidence and allows you to draw on their collective intelligence, thoughts, and knowledge. Encourage employees to coach and teach each other so they get used to sharing ideas as learners and teachers. Fourth, respond productively. When people speak up, reinforce their courage by listening attentively. Show your appreciation for their input and take action, even if that means explaining why their ideas won't work. Recognize and thank people for speaking out. Fifth, walk the talk. Putting policies in place to encourage people to offer ideas and opinions won't overcome their natural inclination to stay silent unless you demonstrate your commitment to psychological safety. For example, in 2007, CEO Cynthia Carroll shut down mining giant Anglo American's highest producing but most dangerous operation so she could speak to the workers about how to eliminate accidents and prevent possible deaths. Before her intervention, Anglo's culture prohibited refusing or questioning an order, even when miners felt the assignment was unsafe. Carroll gained workers' trust and convinced them it was safe to share their ideas. By 2011, mining deaths had fallen more than 60%, and Anglo enjoyed its most profitable years. The Fukushima disaster was accompanied by a less well-known success. A few miles from the Daiichi plant was the Daini nuclear plant, which suffered similar earthquake and tsunami damage. Naohiro Masuda was in charge. Instead of issuing orders, he shared data and information with all 200 staff members. At great danger to themselves, the plant's workers, armed with information, went on site after the disaster to evaluate the damage. Within 24 hours, the men had performed the necessary work to prevent meltdown, work that would normally have taken the same number of men 30 days. The sixth element is train for fearlessness. Teams, individuals, and organizations should receive coaching so they welcome each other's thoughts, even when junior employees politely challenge senior executives' decisions. Seventh, encourage questions. Expect and demand that people ask a lot of questions, whether of subordinates, peers, or superiors. Questions give people an opportunity to explain their decisions, actions, and reasons. Eighth, listen. Adopt an attitude of not knowing so you remain more open to hearing and listening to other people's feedback and ideas. Ninth, reward failure. Where people or teams work hard and still fail, reward them. Google's experimental X Group encourages fast failure and early abandonment of projects because it wants effort and money focused on its most promising ventures. By publicly recognizing and rewarding teams who voluntarily shut down projects, Google reinforces its values of acceptable risk-taking and safety in failure. It prevents team members from hiding facts and from investing time and money in projects they know will not succeed. Conduct after-action reviews of projects to discuss failures with the participants in an open, respectful, and non-accusatory way. This reinforces the safety of speaking out and reduces the chance of mistakes repeating themselves. Don't praise all failure. Where people go against your established and clear values, for example, even in speaking out and sharing their views, address it. You may have to let someone go, as Google did when an employee sent a memo criticizing the firm's gender diversity efforts to hundreds of coworkers. 10th, build trust. When organizations demonstrate genuine care for their employees, they build trust. The American manufacturing firm Barry Waymiller cut executive pay and bonuses to avoid layoffs during the Great Recession. The firm came through the slump in strong shape and continues to purchase underperforming companies, turning them around by applying its values of safety and caring. Finally, combine cultural priorities. Establish psychological safety within a broader talent culture to maximize the impact of that environment. For example, combine your efforts at fearlessness with others aimed at employee engagement, learning and development, and inclusion. Each fuels the other. Embrace fearlessness. Silence means playing not to lose. Speaking out encourages playing to win. Winning requires constant learning, but in order to learn continually, employees must have no reservations about sharing ideas, feedback, and disagreement.